Well, we're going to be starting off this evening's discussion with something rather grim. That is the South African crime statistics. Now, every quarter or so, the Minister of Police, for whatever it's worth, releases the crime statistics. And the thing is that we hear these statistics over and over again. And somehow, if these very same statistics had to be read elsewhere, somewhere else in the world, I mean, it'll be a source of alarm and concern. Have we become numb to these statistics? I mean, if you read a figure that I'm going to read right now, 6,200 people killed from January to March, that January, February, March, in the in a period of about 90 days, victims of murder and various gang-related violent activities. I mean, have we become a society that considers this the daily norm? Unfortunately, now the latest crime statistics were released by the police minister Behi Klele today, and indeed a horrific picture. More than 6,200 people killed from January to March. And the ominous ever so announcement by the police minister that this statistic went down and, there weren't as many of this particular genre of crimes, sort of like to give folks some solace that, at least we're getting it right or partially right in one aspect. But the reality is that one burglary, one murder, one rape is one too many. The fact that it occurs here with such, audacity, that is an issue. At the same time, the latest findings of the AA, the Automobile Association's quarter four state of security report released today, indicating that only 31% of South Africans feel safe in the country they call home. And that's a staggering 69% that say that in their very own country, they feel unsafe. And I'm sure many of us would fall in that category. This evening, we speak to the AA's Leighton Beard. Good evening, Leighton.
Hi, good evening, Junaid. Good to be with you.
And thank you for joining us. Leighton, looking at the latest crime figures released earlier today, I mean, it is basically a confirmation of the study you did. I mean, rather than stating only 31% of South Africans feel safe in one way or the other, the majority, the overwhelming majority, live in fear.
Yeah, I think it's one thing to look at the numbers, Junaid. And you look at the crime statistics and you see all the numbers of the murders and the rapes and the house breakings and the armed robberies and the robberies with aggravated assaults. And those paint a very grim picture, as you said in your intro. But the point of our research is really to judge what people's perceptions are of crime in South Africa and how it impacts on them. So looking a little bit further than just the numbers of the actual crime statistics. And when you look at those numbers, you get a very clear picture that very many South Africans, the vast majority of South Africans, first of all, 76% of South Africans have been the victim of a crime. But beyond that, people don't feel safe. And, very worryingly as well, there's, a large number of people, 35% of people who don't feel safe in their own homes. And that is obviously a huge concern. And the conclusion that we've made, obviously, is that the government and the police services are failing the citizens of South Africa. And there's no nice way to say that. And, it's not just criticism for the sake of criticizing. At the end of the day, people don't feel safe, and the government doesn't seem to be doing anything to improve that situation.
Leighton, we are, of course, a country of many different backgrounds, social backgrounds, economic backgrounds, languages as well. And when a poll is conducted by any group or any organization, I mean, you want to get a fair assessment of the different groupings in the country and to get like a feel that all of them feel in the same way, be it positive or be it negative. How did you go about this particular study over here to come to that 31% figure?
Look, I mean, we interviewed people over a wide range of demographics, and we spoke to around 1,500 people. 1,438 was the number that we polled. And statistically speaking, that's a big sample. And that does give you an indication of exactly what people's feeling is. So, yes, I think while we are a very diverse country, and that is one of the strengths we have as a country, the fact that people are feeling worried is not something that's isolated to a specific group. We find that it's something that cuts across all of those demographic markers.
You also, of course, note that 76% of all respondents reported that they've been a victim of a crime in South Africa. I mean, this is like one of the highest rates in the world, that 76% of your living population have been a victim of a crime that they can call, you know, and recall, you know, vividly. I mean, one thing is that to have your bicycle stolen or a car battery stolen, but that 76% on the back of crimes that are, well, leaves a lasting impression upon a person.
Well, I mean, I think the point is, you know, if you are the victim of a crime, and you know, we sometimes quite glib about this, you know, if somebody has a possession of theirs stolen, something that they've worked very hard to acquire, that crime, you know, while it may seem, I mean, obviously it is going to pale in comparison to a murder or a sexual violent act. But that does have an impact on people. And I think it also speaks to, you know, this level of security that is being provided by the government. So, yes, I mean, we found, obviously, the vast majority of people are victims of things like robbery and housebreaking, damage to property and assault. But the fact is for those people that have been affected by that, it's a big deal. And it still means that they don't feel safe because they've been affected in some way by an unnatural act.
Leighton, the statistics, of course, that are announced quarterly, they all depend upon the reporting of the general public. But the reality is that in our country, there are still many crimes, especially, you know, domestic crimes, rape, even housebreakings for that matter, where people have come to a point of apathy in the police department, or simply they don't report. They feel it would be best to keep quiet. How are we when it comes to reporting as a country? Is there now a change in culture that people are more willing to report, and that obviously will feed into the statistics?
Yeah, I mean, the research we conducted found that a very large number of people, 67%, do actually report crime. And they report it because they feel it's the right thing to do. They report it for insurance purposes or to ensure accurate statistics. Those are amongst the reasons that people are giving. But very many of these people, you know, when you look at it, around, you know, more than, you know, 50% of people are saying that their experiences in reporting these are very bad. And that, I think, is the point that we're making as well, is that, you know, people are losing trust in the police service. They don't feel that there's a pleasant experience, you know, when you go to report. And not that it has to be a pleasant experience, but that you are at least listened to, and that the experience of your reporting does not add to your trauma. And I think that what our research is showing is that that is not the case. And for that reason, you know, people are losing faith in the police service. And very strikingly, our research has found that, you know, more than 80% of people rely or trust private security more than they do the SAPS. And therein lies a big story. And that tells the story that the South African police services are not trusted. People don't feel that they can rely on them, and they have to turn to private security in order to feel safe, not only when they're not at their homes, but specifically when they are at their homes as well.
Finally, Leighton, I mean, you know, I think it goes without saying that the change of the tide in South Africa when it comes to crime, it's going to be, of course, a generational, maybe half a generational, you know, input, government and the state of the economy, the employment rate, etc. All of that ties into the statistic that we are seeing. But in the short term, I mean, what are South Africans to do? I mean, is it simply investing more in private security, living a certain lifestyle that seems to be more safer? Where do people go to feel safe in South Africa?
Yeah, and that is the million-dollar question. And that was part of the motivation for us actually doing the research that we started in 2019. People have got to look after their own security. Unfortunately, it's not a pleasant thing to say. But as with many things that are happening in the country at the moment, you may have to look after yourself in the absence of a government service being able to provide that for you. So obviously, one of the things that we do is provide a personal panic button. button that links to private security, and that's one of the things we urge people to get, obviously. But this is where it is going to, Junaid. People are going to have to not only spend more money on improving the security at their homes, making sure that they, you know, when they're out and about, their security is of a good standard, but take it further and ensure that if you do need something in an emergency, you have availability to something like a panic button. And very critically, not only for yourself, but for your family and, you know, people that you love, because this is unfortunately where things are going to at the moment.
Leighton Beard, thank you for joining us on Radio Islam International. Pleasure as always. Have a good evening ahead of you, Leighton.